Hey guys, Zach Valenti here. Just a quick announcement before today's new episode. If you've enjoyed Season 4 so far, we hope that you'll consider signing up for a recurring contribution to the show through our Patreon page at patreon.com/wolf359radio. It's super fast and super easy, gets you some really cool rewards, and if enough of you do it, we get to produce more Wolf 359. We're already making another giant-sized special episode and more mini-episodes entirely because of your support, which is amazing. If we reach our next funding goal, we'll be writing out the full version of Price and Carter's Deep Space Survival Procedure and Protocol Manual, which we'd love to do before the show's over. Visit patreon.com/wolf359radio for more info. Also, while you're at it, be sure to visit the official Wolf 359 merch store at store.wolf359.fm. Check it out for shirts, posters, mugs, tote bags, so much stuff. And even more new products are coming soon. That's store.wolf359.fm. And finally, thank you for listening. All right, now back to the show. Welcome to Wolf
59. Something. I haven't told anybody else, but you were right about everything. About the kind of person I am, that I even in that moment, I didn't mean to do it. I don't think I did. I just, the noise, the explosion, it was a reflex. I think it was. Perfect, right? I finally do something, and it's because I choked.
Congratulations. Even though I am dead, you have still made me nauseous.
Thank you.
You are wasting time with this whining.
This isn't whining, it's
useless.
Well, what should I do instead?
Do you remember the riddle of the Orion from training program?
What does that have to do with anything?
USS Orion. Espionage submarine in Cold War. Posted deep in Arctic Sea when he's discovered by enemy. Takes torpedo and begins to flood. In middle of chaos, a young man, an ensign on first assignment, standing by a hatch. Protocol dictates he should seal compartment, protect the ship.
I know this just as well.
Suddenly, a voice calls out from the water. Officer, I am this ship's captain, and I order you to hold the hatch and help me. But just a moment later, another voice.
Belay that order. I am the ship's intelligence expert. I am the only one that knows the enemy codes. Pull me up from the water.
The compartment is flooding. Time is running out. What are the ensign's responsibilities?
Should he follow orders, try to complete the mission, or protect his fellow crew members' lives? I know.
Well, what did you answer when you went through training?
The captain. I said he should save the captain.
And was that the correct answer?
There is no correct answer. It's just to see what your priorities are. But it's like a Rorschach. There's no solution.
But what is lesson?
No, that's not... It's just an illustration of how hard it
what
is...
What do you learn?
What do you mean? Hilbert, what do you...
Minkowski, you there?
God damn it. Yes, Captain. I'm here. What's up?
We've got a situation with the communications officer. Can you meet me at the bridge?
Yes, sir. On my way.
Eiffel, I swear to God, if you make me go out there to get you...
I'm almost done. You're gonna thank me once it's all said, Captain.
That's not...
Captain?
Minkowski, you... Oh. Are you okay?
Fine, thanks. What's going on?
Your communications officer.
You mean our communications officer?
I mean the soon-to-be ex-communications officer.
I am so close to getting this right, you guys.
For the record, he's been saying that for the past 3 hours.
23rd time's the charm.
What are you even trying to do?
Adjusting our dish TV. After all the internal adjustments I've made, I just need to rejigger the external components a bit. Then we'll be on our way to some sweet, sweet WWET Monday night specials.
And what does that mean in English?
Oh, something or other about picking up alien signals.
Which might be our best bet on figuring out how to get out of here.
And no one's disputing the theoretical merits of that, but why do you need to be doing it now?
Because we've been picking up an intermittent transmission for the past 5 hours. There's signal gold in them, thar hills.
And that would be great, but Kira's about to go through her previously scheduled internal reset, remember?
You're gonna be on autopilot for the next 3 hours.
Kira, aren't you the autopilot?
Eiffel. You wanna maybe think that one through for a sec?
Was that one of the questions I'm trying to not ask so often?
A little bit, yeah.
Sorry. The autopilot is...
The autopilot keeps the station system running and somewhat functional. As the mother program, I run, debug, and fine-tune a series of complicated interlocking systems, including...
The autopilot.
Good boy.
Okay. One, sorry. Two, I know you all think I'm about as qualified as a slightly above average chimpanzee, but on this rare occasion, I know what I'm doing, and I've taken, like, so many precautions. I've got air for days, and my mag boots still have 50% of their battery. That's, like, so many percents, you guys.
Yes, exactly half of the percents.
We're not having you out there without backup. What if something...
See? You got a live one here!
Minkowski, will you please do something?
Something like what exactly?
Like getting him to do what he's told?
Loveless. Which part of every nanosecond we've known each other makes you think I have that power?
Hira?
How about this? Your mag boots get below 25% power and I'm still on the line. You abort and come back inside.
Yeah, sure. That's plenty of time.
And you stay in contact with us for the entire procedure, okay?
Totally fair demands.
Fine. Get back to work then, Eiffel. Double time it.
Yes, booyah. I mean, sir. Yes, sir. No time to lose, sir.
Great.
So 3 bottles of beer on the wall, 3 bottles of beer. Take one down, pass it around, 2 bottles of beer on the wall. 2 bottles of beer on the wall, 2 bottles of beer.
I'm about to perform an internal reset of my processor and will be inactive for the next 3 hours. The backup autopilot program will engage, although most essential station functions will be on manual. Make any necessary adjustments and don't do anything stupid. Thank you.
No bottles of beer on the wall. No bottles of beer. Go to the store, buy some more. 99 bottles of beer on the wall. All right. Time's up.
You know what to do?
He definitely explained it enough times.
Autopilot program's less complex. More suggestible. It won't give you much trouble. At least until Hera comes back online in 3 hours.
Oh, that should be plenty of time.
Here we go.
Autopilot function engaged.
You ready to be a bad guy again?
Hell. It's about time.
How are you doing out there, Eiffel?
Awful. Everything is catastrophic.
What was that?
Everything is fine. Nothing has changed in the 100 seconds since the last time you asked. Also, ow, loud.
And I'm gonna ask you again in 100 seconds, so chop chop. We're officially on auto, so watch your levels.
Aye, aye, sir.
Nicely done. Now get back inside.
No, I think I'd like to hear the words. Who amongst us is the man?
Someone amongst us is about to lose the things that make him a man if he doesn't shut up and head for the nearest airlock.
Shh. Control Tower, Echo India Foxtrot here. We copy your horrifying threat of bodily mutilation. Now shutting up and heading for the nearest airlock.
Thank you.
Hello, Hephaestus Autopilot.
You are not authorized. Only authorized personnel may
yes,
access...
Yes, how nice. Anti-Kythera Protocol. Voice Override Authentication, Echo Uniform Lima, Echo Romeo.
You are not authorized. Only authorized personnel may... Authentication valid.
That's better.
Access Master Index. Verification code Whiskey Oscar Lima Foxtrot Romeo Alpha Mike.
Verification accepted. Which system would you like to access?
What do you think? Where to start?
Choices, choices. Eeny, meeny, miny, comms. Terminate all open communications channels.
Guys, how's the radiation peaks on this transmission looking? Anything too concerning? Guys? Guys? Hello?
So far, so good.
Now, let's get their attention. Access electrical. Shut down power grids 4 through 13.
Eiffel, return to Airlock 5. We have lost contact with you. Return to Airlock 5. God damn it.
I knew it. What happens if we lose communications with him, I said. This is a terrible idea, I said. Want a rock, paper, scissors for who has to go out there and rescue his ass?
Let's give it another 2 minutes. All of his systems are still in the green. He might just be...
Why did the power grid just go off?
That's the auxiliary power system.
Hephaestus, what is going on?
Power grid 4 shutdown complete.
What? No, cancel. Abort that sequence.
Unable to comply. Command override is in effect. Beginning shutdown of power grid number 5.
What the hell is happening?
What's number 5 connected to?
Guys? Is this a joke? Because it's kind of funny, but whoa, oh my god, Hephaestus, something, I've got some sort of mag boot failure here. I'm off structure. I repeat, I'm off structure. I would really like to be on the structure, so help.
Good, 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 good.
Faster, Allegro.
Concentrate. Bring it in for the big finish.
Auto. Run demolitions protocol A4 stroke M.
Warning. Warning. Radiological alert. Explosive charge detected in the engineering section.
What the hell is going on?
Haven't you figured it out yet?
Jacoby?
The one and only.
How... What are you doing?
Oh, just your standard everyday counter coup. Now, I may not be as smart as my late colleague, but she did teach me a couple of neat tricks you can do with an autopilot program. For the next 3 hours, the Hephaestus is mine. Mwah. Ha. Oh, and also ha.
You've got to... This has got to be a joke.
Not today, Captain. Now, 5 months ago, I installed an explosive in the number one engine, just in case. My new friend, Otto, has just armed this device, and I will use it to make us all go the way of the plant monster if I see a single thing I don't like. Am I understood?
What do you want, Jacoby?
Let's start simple. Lieutenant Minkowski, would you be so kind as to join me in my office? Oh, and bring Kepler with you.
Not gonna happen.
If I don't have both Lieutenant Minkowski and Colonel Kepler with me in the next 10 minutes, everyone goes boom. Captain, you just sit tight for now, okay? And don't get any funny ideas about trying to mess with the bomb. Not the day to be a hero. See you in 5, Lieutenant.
Okay, plan.
I'll go. Grab Kepler on my way up. Worst case, at least I'll see what the hell he wants.
Best case, you'll be able to keep him distracted long enough for me to take apart this bomb.
Engineering?
Already on my way.
Be careful.
You too.
Mm. All right, we're here. What do you want?
Why don't you come in, Lieutenant? Have a seat. How's your day going?
Cut the crap, Jacoby.
Oh, come on, Minkowski. You didn't really think we were just going to sit here forever, did you?
Yes, yes, I'm sure you had it all figured out.
First rule of project management. Always have a backup plan. Children get riled up and start causing trouble. Have one person take the blame. Say the mean things. Meanwhile, the poor, betrayed little guy gets a bit more leeway. Just enough to sneak up and hit you from behind. You really think this was the first time someone got a play past us? That we wouldn't work out contingencies months in advance? You are out of your depth.
You done, Colonel?
Oh, I think we're just getting started. Isn't that right, Mr. Jacoby? Jacoby?
You're armed, aren't you, Lieutenant?
Yes.
Good catch. Good catch.
Unholster your weapon, Minkowski. Slowly. Good. Now shoot him.
What? What did you just say?
Is there a problem? Oh, excuse me. I forgot the magic word. My dearest Lieutenant Minkowski, if it's not too much trouble, would you pretty please, with sugar on top, shoot Colonel Kepler dead where he stands?
Let's try this one more time.
Come in, Hephaestus. Come in, Hephaestus. I'm approximately 100 yards away from the station, drifting slowly. Do you copy? Guys, is this an elaborate prank to teach me a very important lesson? Yeah, figures.
This is ridiculous! I don't even have a recorder to log the... Whoa.
That is an idea. Hello, 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 dear listeners FM. Big fan, longtime caller. Have so many opinions on this whole blue period thing you're into. And I kind of have some transportation issues I'd love your help with. Maybe yes? Maybe no? Of course not. Why would you do anything that counts as actually useful?
Aside from scaring the bejesus out of us, basically all you've done is try to get us to go into the star.
What? Oh, come on. It's not very complicated, Lieutenant. I would like you to point your firearm between Colonel Kepler's eyes, pull the trigger, and blow his brains out.
Jacoby, where are you going with this?
You know what? Your face right now almost makes it worth it.
This isn't the plan.
No, it's not. At least not your plan.
Jacoby, I think you need to take a deep breath and really think.
Oh, I have thought about this. And at the end of the day, he was the one that put her in the line of fire, so he has to pay. And the way I see it, you should be the one that has to collect.
Oh, you complete and utter idiot! After everything you've seen, you're still not over.
Yes, Colonel. I'm going through a bit of an unconventional grieving process. But guess what? I'm about to have a breakthrough. And the lieutenant here is gonna help me with that.
Jacoby, no. This is not how you want to do this.
No. Seems pretty fair to me. Massive head trauma? For massive head trauma. He's got that much coming, and I think it's only right that you get the honors.
It's not an honor. I don't want to kill anyone.
Number one, else. You don't want to kill anyone else. Number two, yeah, no duh. That's where the whole vengeance aspect comes into play. You did pull the trigger. So this is kind of a... two birds, one bullet, sort of an adventure.
No, I'm not doing this. Do your own dirty work.
Autopilot, advanced detonation setting by one.
Auto detonation
I assume I don't need to explain what happens when it gets to zero? I don't know if I've expressed myself properly, so let me clarify some of the finer points here. For you, Colonel, this is it. Because either she shoots you, or I kill everyone. And for you, Lieutenant, he's dead. This isn't a choice between killing him or not. This is about whether you're going to save everyone else on this station. Unless, of course, you don't want to get your hands dirty.
Jacoby, stop.
Tell you what, I'll be generous. You can have 10 minutes to make up your mind. Open the door.
Wait, what?
Open the door.
Where are you going?
There's a phone call I need to make. You just hang out. Mull things over. Be right back.
Colonel, if this is some kind of weird evil trick, now would be a really good time to tell me. Okay, not an evil trick. Good to know.
Lieutenant, please tell me you have a backup plan here?
This doesn't... This doesn't make any sense. Where the hell is this thing? Something with radiological charge should not be that hard. Oh, unless... God damn it.
Minkowski, whatever you're doing, stop. There's no bomb.
Very clever, Captain. I had a feeling you'd figure it out.
Jacoby, what are you...
How could you possibly know that unless... Hey, you didn't go down to engineering, did you? That's the one thing I told you not to do.
I'm stuck here, aren't I?
Otto ran a lockdown protocol the second the door closed behind you.
And there's no bomb, is there?
What, are you nuts? You think I'm gonna leave an atomic engine wired up to a bomb for months? That stuff's dangerous. Nah, why would I do that when I can just go, hey Otto, repeat after me. Radiological alert. Radiological alert.
Radiological alert. Radiological alert.
The hell you trying to do?
Nothing that concerns you, Captain. You've been through plenty. Just sit tight. It'll all be over soon.
So, let's think about this for a sec, my long, long-distance pen pals. When the star went blue, it was like we were being sucked in. And you all said it was a process, which we all agreed would kill us just the way it killed the original Captain Lovelace. The door won't stay open forever. Wolf 359 is, No, nope. There's no way. Just look at it. It's a frickin' giant blue star. Not all is as it appears, Douglas. That's no moon. Yeah. But even if it's actually a door, there's only one way to find out. And being wrong involves burning alive. A lot. Only the penitent dude shall pass. You shall prove your groovitude in the leap from... Oh, God. It's a leap of faith, isn't it? Why couldn't it be snakes?
How could he?
Not helping.
After everything we've been...
I said not helping! Colonel, I really don't want to shoot you, so I need you to concentrate. Will he blow us up?
He'll do it.
Can you override his override?
No. He and Maxwell handled that. I trusted them. I trusted him.
Focus! I have a feeling that if Lovelace had been able to disarm the bomb, we would have heard by now. As much as I don't want to, I'm starting to consider Plan C.
What's Plan C?
I do exactly what Jacoby says and I shoot you in the face.
You said you wouldn't kill me.
I said I didn't want to. Tell me you have another option.
I do. But you're not gonna like it. You take that gun there, and as soon as Jacoby walks through that door there, you point it in his face, and you pull that trigger there.
Kepler, I am not killing Jacoby!
Someone's going to die. It's just a matter of whom. Which one of us is actually putting your station in danger?
Oh, now it's my station?
You remember the riddle of the Orion? From training, two officers, one ensign, and the sinking sub. What do you do? What's your responsibility?
What?
All right, losers. It's make-up-your-mind time. Are we doing this? Or do the aliens get to watch some kick-ass fireworks?
Kepler, what did you say?
Oh, for gods. What lies are you telling her now?
I said...
For once in your life, shut up! Well, what's it gonna be, Minkowski? Okay. Auto, advanced detonation setting by one.
Auto detonation sequence advanced from 5 to 4.
Jacoby, stop. I get it. You're hurt. We all are. But you don't have to kill all of us.
I'm not killing anyone, Minkowski. You, on the other hand, are going to kill either Kepler or all of us. Your choice.
That's not a choice.
It is. It's a choice between 1 and 6.
Christ! Do you want to see how demented you sound?
Okay, that is different. Why is the gun pointed at me?
To make a point. One bullet, 6 rounds in a chamber. Didn't quite see where the bullet landed, so we're about to go on a ride. I'm going to ask you to turn off the bomb. Every time you say no, I'm going to pull the trigger. And if in the course of events you just happen to get shot, well, that'll be your choice, won't it?
This isn't funny.
Oh, you think this isn't funny now? Just watch. Hey, Jacoby, turn off the bomb.
No.
Do I have your attention now?
Enough. You are going to point that gun at Kepler, or...
Jacoby, would you please...
Or I am going to blow us all to kingdom come!
Turn off the...
No! Auto, advanced detonation setting.
Auto detonation sequence advanced from 4 to 3.
This is crazy.
Yes, thank you. You see? He gets it. It's not too late to change your mind.
After everything he did... After everything you did? No, you're both gonna pay.
And then what? Who pays for this? Who owns up for this murder? And for the one after this one? Whose responsibility is that?
Problem for another day.
It doesn't have to be if you change your mind.
No. Auto, up the sequence.
Auto detonation sequence advanced from 3 to 2.
You think I don't get it? How betrayed you feel? By him? By me? How sad you are? How unbelievably angry? Well, guess what? I'm right there with you. Hilbert's dead. Who do I revenge on?
Him!
He didn't set the bomb! And for that matter, he didn't choose not to back down, to push! I get it. I was there with you. I know who you're angry at, and it's not me, and it's not him. It's you. Because you could have backed down, but you didn't. You made a call, and people died. We both did. We each pulled a trigger, but we killed two people. And that's eating you up inside.
Otto, up the sequence.
Auto detonation sequence advanced from 2 to 1.
Listen to me.
No!
Listen to me! We killed them. Whatever they did, whatever orders he gave, we did it. That's what the riddle teaches you. However you make the choice, you still make the choice. And whatever you tell yourself, the blood is still on your hands.
So what? We're just supposed to do nothing about it?
No. But you know what doesn't help? More blood! I don't know how to fix this. I don't know if it's a thing we even can fix. But if we keep pretending it's out of our hands, we will end up killing each other and everyone else. And that won't help.
What will?
I don't know. But between the two of us, there's gotta be at least a small chance we figure it out, right?
$20 says I figure it out first.
You're on.
Anti-Kythra protocol. Passcode Alpha Lima Alpha November Alpha. Kill override program.
Override program terminated. Autopilot returning to default mode.
Thank you.
Well, you know.
Yeah. I really, really do.
Did you have a bullet in that gun?
I think the point still stands, though. You did set a bomb, right? Oh, goddammit.
Could I just say that...
No.
No. Come on, Colonel. Let's find somewhere really uncomfortable to throw you. You were right. I don't know if it's any satisfaction to you, but you were right. I don't think... I hope I won't need any more lessons. Spasibo. Captain.
Knock, knock.
Are you just getting out of engineering?
It took me a while to figure out how to get the door unbolted, even once the override was gone.
Oh, sorry I wasn't more...
Dude, you handled the crazy-ass hostage situation. So not complaining. You all right?
Yeah, I think so.
That was very convincing.
Okay.
No, I'm sure the Academy will be getting in touch
okay,
any day
okay.
now.
Okay. It's just... There have been all these times when somebody has put me in a situation where I was... in charge, but I wasn't in control. I can't think of a decision in my life that wasn't already determined by someone else. But even then, there was always a choice. And I always made it. Even when I didn't realize I was making it. So now, I think I need to make choices by myself. For myself.
And does that mean you're perhaps ready to take command of a certain space station again?
No.
No?
No. Because I've never been in command, so I can't take it again. But if you'll allow me, sir, I would be honored to relieve you of your duties and finally take command of the USS Hephaestus.
About frickin' time, sir.
There. Hello, all. That's the full reboot cycle concluded as of now. I'm taking control of all functions, and everything on the station appears nominal.
Good to have you back, Hera.
Did I miss anything fun?
Oh, not too much, Hera. Just,
What is he doing?
Hera, problem?
Lieutenant, Eiffel is headed towards the red line.
I knew we were forgetting something.
Eiffel, are you there?
Minkowski? Oh my god, you're back. Listen, I figured it out.
You figured what out?
The aliens, what they want.
Eiffel, what?
I know it sounds crazy, but I need you to trust me. I know what I'm doing, or I think I know what I'm doing. Either way, I'm doing it.
Eiffel, what are you talking about?
Commander, will you, if it doesn't work, or hell, maybe even if it does, tell everyone back home that, I don't know, all the stuff you tell people back home?
Sure, but...
I don't know what's gonna happen, but I...
Commander, he's headed towards the star.
This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written by Emma Sherjarko and directed by Gabrielle Urbina. The roles of Eiffel and Hilbert were played by Zach Valenti. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Sherjarko. The role of Hera was played by Michaela Sui. The role of Lovelace was played by Cecilia Lynn Jacobs. The role of Kepler was played by Zach Labresco. The role of Jacoby was played by Noah Mazur. And the role of Maxwell was played by Michelle Agresti. Original music by Alan Rohde, and audio recording by Jared Paul. Tonight's space transmission was The Four Seasons by Antonio Vivaldi, performed by John Harris. Want to help us find the signal gold in them thar hills? Do so by supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/wolf359radio. Thank you to Rena Sarame, The Gravo Situation, Naivety Everhart, Struan Duncan Wilson, and all our patrons for your support and your standard, everyday counter-coups. Visit our website at wolf359.fm for full episodes and extras, and follow us on Tumblr and Twitter at Wolf359 Radio for news and more.